My guest at this time is Dolly Kyle, who for many years was friends with Bill Clinton and carried on an affair with him both before and during Clinton's marriage to Hillary. Dolly is also the author of the new book, Hillary, the Other Woman. And Dolly, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
This is the second time Hillary Clinton has run for president. Why did you write the book now?
The last straw, and I have to tell you, I did not want to write this book, but the last straw was watching Hillary on television last December, looking into the camera and saying very sincerely that women who claim to have been raped and sexually assaulted deserve to be believed. We need to support these women. And I thought, you lying hypocrite. Yeah, sure, we need to support them unless it was your husband who raped them and it was your husband who sexually assaulted them. I'm sorry, that was the last straw. I started writing the book the next day.
Explain the title for our listeners a little bit. Hillary, being the wife, is the other woman. Why did you make that claim?
I like the play on words, the word other. Yes, in fact, she was the other woman in the beginning because I met Billy when I was 11. He was 12 going on 13. We dated through high school, stayed friends through college and so on. So Hillary actually came in 15 years after I met Billy. Then I'm talking about the other woman in the sense of the real Hillary, the person she does not want people to know, the person behind the scenes, and thus we have the backside of her on the cover.
So in terms of your relationship with Hillary during all this time, was she fully aware of your relationship with the president, the extent of it, or the governor at that time?
Yes, and the nobody before that. Because Billy told me in 1972, when he and Hillary were both at Yale, that he was moving in with a fellow law student. He told me about her. He told her about me. Or he said he did. I don't know. He's such a pathological liar. Can't be sure now. But after law school, when Billy was in Arkansas teaching law and running for Congress, and Hillary was in Washington, where she had flunked the Washington bar and couldn't get another job because of her dishonesty, I was dating Billy, and that was the beginning of our adult relationship, shall we say.
And so this relationship with Bill Clinton continued until 1992. Explain why it ended then.
The same reporter for Star Magazine who had just published the story about Jennifer Flowers contacted me, left a message on my answering machine, said he had researched my story, and they were going to go with it. I called Billy to warn him. And instead of taking that for the straight-up truth of, yes, I was just calling to warn him this is what was happening, he took it as some sort of a threat and retaliated with, if you cooperate with the media, we will destroy you. That pretty much ended our relationship.
Wow. So when it comes to Hillary Clinton, do you believe she's motivated by power, ideology, money, as obviously has been the case with some of these allegations from the Clinton Foundation, all of the above or something else? What concerns you most about her?
She is motivated by her power addiction. She has always wanted to be the first woman president, and it doesn't really matter to her how she gets there. She decided early on to grab a hold of Billy Clinton's coattails, and if I knew in high school that he was going to be president and a bunch of the kids in our high school knew he was going to be president, even writing in his annual things like, see you in the White House someday, then Hillary figured that out when she was at Yale. And he has a charisma, there's no doubt about it. And he is at the farthest end of the spectrum in having fabulous charisma, and she is at the opposite end, which is why this other woman remains hidden most of the time. And there are plenty of other books that have also said these things about how she is behind the scenes. I think a lot of people just don't want to believe that a person who has been the first lady, whom I call the me first lady, could act this way, but she does, and you would think at some point there would be enough evidence and enough testimony about it that generally people would start to believe it.
The story from your book that has gotten the most attention is Hillary Clinton at the Easter egg roll one year while you were there. Explain what happened.
It was an Easter egg hunt on the governor's mansion lawn, which was an annual tradition, and they had one in the morning for just regular kids, school kids, and of the appropriate age. And then following that, they had one for disabled children. And those children were having a fabulous time, but they were moving very, very slowly, and it was annoying the me first lady. So she went up and said to one of the troopers, and the story diverges whether the mic was open or whether she was yelling so loud it was heard everywhere. But she said, when are they going to get these effing retards out of here? Now, the thing that upsets me about this, in a way, is that this is not the worst thing that Hillary has done, by far. And I really think those children probably didn't hear it, didn't understand it, didn't pay attention to it. They were having so much fun trying to find the Easter eggs. So it's ironic that people pick up on that and ignore the things that I talk about, the Clinton Foundation scam, the money laundering, the selling of our uranium to Russia, the taking of the Haitians' gold. I mean, it just goes on and on. Chapter 46 lists 12 pages of Clinton scandals, and I invite people to go look them up. This stuff is online. It's hidden in plain sight. I just was trying to give a broad overview of what's going on and my unique, I mean, absolutely unique position in being able to report this. I had to do it. It was a matter of conscience. And I also have to say that it was wrong of me to have that relationship with Billy for so long. It definitely was. I repented of that. And I also found out in the course of my repentance and therapy that I was a sex addict and that Billy is a sex addict as well. Hillary has figured that out. But instead of getting healing and therapy in their family, she turns around like the terrorist she is and threatens, intimidates, and keeps women who have had sex with Billy absolutely quiet about it because they're scared to speak.
Were you aware of other women while you were having the affair with him?
I was. I was not aware until he told me that he had had sex with 2,000 women, just quite how many there were. But, yeah, and I doubt seriously if he kept track. But when we were talking about Wilt Chamberlain one day, Wilt, the basketball player, said he had had sex with 20,000 women. Billy said, whoa, that's 10 times more than I've had.
Dolly, as you mentioned, your book covers a lot of different scandals throughout Hillary Clinton's career. I think a lot of our listeners will be interested if there's any other volcanic moments that you witnessed firsthand. We talked about what happened at the Easter egg hunt, but what other moments that you saw firsthand gave you pause?
The things that I experienced most, and this is actually understandable, was just the hateful, hateful way that she looked at me, the hateful way she looks at blacks, the hateful way she looks at Hispanics, the disdain on her face. I mean, people can go to YouTube and pull up these videos one after another and see who she is by just looking at her face. That's just almost the scariest thing. And now, I mean, you know, I think that before 40, we have the face we were born with, and after 40, we have the face that we've developed over time by our thoughts and our actions. And this is a very angry, mean, lying, vindictive woman who is temperamentally unstable. This is why she can't have a press conference. Have we heard anything from her in more than 6 months? No. Everything has to be scripted and controlled, and that's one of the scariest things about her, and that's one of the things that I observed at a psychological level over the course of many years. And people need to tune into that because it's critically important.
Dolly, a couple more questions in our remaining time here. It was just earlier this week, I believe, after the Brexit vote, where Hillary Clinton acknowledged that a lot of people around the world don't trust their government, and then she kind of went into this plaintive explanation that a lot of people don't even trust her. And the most recent poll suggests about 25% of the American people find her trustworthy, which is about 16 points lower than Donald Trump. And she chalked it up to 25 years of quote-unquote wild allegations. What do you make of her explanation for why her numbers are so low?
It's just more lies. It's more of the same. It's like a kid who gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar and tells an outrageous lie and then keeps telling it. This is the same woman who landed under sniper fire in Bosnia, for Pete's sakes. And she told it over and over and over. But you see, the problem is two things. She's a pathological liar, and a pathological liar can actually pass a lie detector test because she believes her own stuff. On top of that, as I say in chapter 50 of the book, I believe that Hillary, I'm not saying this unkindly, I'm saying this as an American citizen who was going to vote. Hillary is cognitively impaired, and I set forth some of the symptoms of cognitive impairment as laid out in the website of the Centers for Disease Control. And then I show, here's how Hillary fits into this. People, pay attention. We have someone who is just mentally incapable of running her own household, much less running the White House.
Dolly, I don't know if you've gotten this rebuttal, but I'm sure it could come at some point that, yes, Hillary Clinton certainly has major problems. A lot of people don't like her, many of them for the very reasons that you've outlined. But she's also running against a deeply flawed person who's also got a philandering past and who a lot of people wonder if he's on the up and up when he says what he would do and what he has done in the past. So how do you separate Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
I will say first that Donald Trump was not my first choice, but I do believe he is our last hope. And the reason he is resonating with the Americans, I think the deep down important piece is I believe Donald Trump loves our country. And I believe that visceral, emotional response to his love of country is what is appealing to whites and blacks and Asians and Hispanics and people of all socioeconomic groups, everything, and education levels too. All people who love this country are feeling that pull toward the spirit of another person who loves America.
And finally, what do you fear most if Hillary is elected?
I guess I could take it personally and say, well, the first thing is that I'll be audited by the IRS because that's what they did the last time to everyone who spoke up against them when the Clintons were in the White House. And people can go back and look on the record and find this out. Paula Jones, who was making less than $30,000 a year at the time, was audited by the IRS all the way up to all the, as they call it, right-wing nonprofit organizations. Everyone is going to be audited by Hillary, and they're going to be the FBI files taken, as there were before, and that's how she has intimidated all those people in Washington. They don't know if they're of the 900 whose files she had. So anyone in Washington who's a long-term career politician and has a secret is scared to death of her, and it's not going to get any better if she has more power.
Dolly, we'll have to call time there. Thank you very much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Dolly Kyle is a longtime former friend of Bill Clinton who carried on an affair with him both before and during Clinton's marriage to Hillary Clinton. She's the author of the new book, Hillary, The Other Woman. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.